Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
The show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money is money.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace, an atrocity, an affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all. You're getting into December. It's December 1st. Save the vocal cords. Yeah, that was like 10 seconds of Wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, the Lane train has rolled on to Baton Rouge. Lane Kiffin will be announced about an hour from now, around 5 o'clock Eastern time today, as the next head coach of LSU. We will talk about what that means, not for LSU next year, but for Ole Miss this year. Is there a chance? No one wants to hear this, but is there a chance if we get chaos this weekend, conference championship weekend in college football, that Ole Miss could get Florida stated, could get Jordan Travis'd, and left out of the playoff entirely? We will discuss next hour on the show. And Femi and I will give you our early takes, early leans, early bets, perhaps. Ohio State, Indiana, and the Big Ten title game. Spoiler alert, Ohio State by double digits. And Alabama and Georgia in the SEC title game. Femi and I will also give you our early thoughts and bets for week 14 in the National Football League, including Thursday night. Oh, man. You want a certified five-star banger on a Thursday night. You want what Usher would describe in the critically acclaimed 2003 pop hit, Yeah! From a 1 to 10, it's a certified 20. You got it on Thursday Night Football. Cowboys and the Lions. I've got a very, very, very strong betting thought on that game with Dallas and Detroit. And I also have a strong thought on the Chiefs and the Texans on Sunday night. Someone needs to step in and, like, cattle prod my dumb ass every time I talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, because I acknowledge that I have reached the point here where Moron Island is a real place, and I am its only occupant. Our bets are coming up for Week 14 in the NFL and in the Power Hour, the final hour of the show. We'll give you all our bets for the final game of Week 13, as perhaps we will get a redo of Super Bowl 42. Perhaps Super Bowl 46 revisited as my New York football Giants, the underdog, against the New England Patriots. Oh, yeah. Our bets, side total and props for the Giants and Pats on Monday Night Football. We'll give you thoughts on the NBA tonight. The college basketball card sucks, but good news. We got awesome games coming up tomorrow night in college basketball. So all our bets for tonight will close the show. And for all our listeners and viewers, today's social question: what is your best bet for the Giants and the Patriots? You can tweet us at YouBetterYouBet, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe. You can type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. Your best bet for the Giants and the Pats on Monday Night Football: New England, the 7-point favorite, down from 7.5. I endorse that line move. I like the Giants at 7.5. Talked about it all week. Talked about it yesterday. Total in the game, 46.5, as Jackson Dart starting for my New York football Giants. Let us know your best bet for the game. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses at the end of the show, poorly. And downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Otherwise, today on the show, we are wall to wall. Cue the Chris Brown. Dun, 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 dun. We are wall to wall with what we saw for the past 5 days in the National Football League. We will talk about the three games on Thanksgiving. We will get to the Bears slamming the Eagles on Black Friday. But we officially begin Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with the disaster class yesterday in Pittsburgh by the Steelers. Where not even renegade was enough to stir a disgusted and jaded fan base. Oh, yeah. The Steelers fans were pissed. Oh, Tomlin, we are sick of this garbage and we want your ass gone. Terrell Austin, get the hell out of my face. Aaron Rodgers throws you under the bus. The Buffalo Bills. That was a good song, man. Renegade's a great song. The jing is up, the news is out, they finally found me. The Buffalo Bills walk into Pittsburgh and figuratively punch the Pittsburgh Steelers in the nose. And literally break Aaron Rodgers' nose. Figuratively and literally bloody the Pittsburgh Steelers. Run for 249 yards and trample this overrated, expensive defense. And Buffalo wins 26-7. This, despite the fact the Bills didn't have either of their starting offensive tackles. Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown both don't play in the game. And the last we had seen Buffalo's offensive line, they were getting torched by Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and the Houston Texans to the tune of 8 sacks. And you would think, here's TJ Watt and company. Both starting tackles are out. Feels like a good Steelers spot. Golden opportunity yesterday for the Pittsburgh Steelers to wrest control back of the AFC North from the Baltimore Ravens after Baltimore face-planted on Thanksgiving night against the Cincinnati Bengals. We will get to that game, and we'll get to every game that transpired on Thanksgiving and Black Friday as we move along. The Steelers had their chance. Had their chance to regain control of the AFC North. Instead, a disaster. 3.9 yards per play. The booing of Renegade. What the hell did Renegade ever do to anybody to get booed? A great song. And chance of fire Tomlin. Fire Tomlin. What a world. What a world. And look, great win for the Buffalo Bills. Like, sincerely. Got up off the mat following getting destroyed by the Texans and by the Texans defense on that Thursday night. Get up off the mat and out-physical the Steelers and win the game and improve to 8-4. But let's be honest. And this is not an anti-Bills thing that I'm about to say. I just credited the Bills. But let's be real here. This had way more to do with the Steelers than it had to do with the Buffalo Bills. And now, coming up this Sunday for the Steelers. Oh, on the road at Baltimore. And the Ravens, a 5.5-point favorite in that game, and the total of the game is 43.5. And we can have a point spread conversation. Emmy and I can talk about it a little later in the show. We could certainly do that. Talk about it over the course of the week. Have great guests join us on the show. Who's going to cover the spread in the game? Will it go over? Will it go under? Here's what I'm going to tell everybody right now. The Steelers are going to lose that game. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, as far as the playoffs are concerned, because they're going to have to win the division to make it. And I know they're currently tied with the Ravens. But you watch this team play, and you know, if you're being honest, that they are D-E-D dead and D-U-N done. The Buffalo Bills, yes, I want everybody to think about this, sincerely. The Buffalo Bills basically ran at a Tecmo Bowl playbook yesterday. And for people that don't remember Tecmo Bowl, I'm 42. I grew up playing Tecmo Bowl. Like, you didn't have Madden, right, where you could choose between 9 million different playbooks. For my money, run and gun has always been the best one, which is like the old St. Louis Rams playbook when Mike Martz was the head coach and the offensive coordinator. So run and gun was always my playbook of choice. But in Tecmo Bowl, you had like two run plays and two pass plays, and that was it. And all the Buffalo Bills did was run the same two run plays the entire game and run for 250 yards on this overrated Pittsburgh Steelers defense. That is absolutely pathetic. Don't believe
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me? Ask future Hall of Famer TJ Watt, who had this to say after the game, verbatim. Quote, "I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it and had the success that they did." Does anyone think this is normal? Like, TJ Watt saying this as if it's like, yeah, no big deal. They ran the same play on us the whole game. We couldn't stop it. They just absolutely trampled us. Where are the adjustments on defense from Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin? I mean, he should have to change his name, Terrell Austin. It's an insult to Stone Cold Steve, who's tremendous. Come up with a different Terrell Helmsley. You'd be another wrestler. Terrell Jericho. Terrell Hart, the Hitman. And you know who he's killing? The Pittsburgh Steelers defense. He's got a, you can't beat Terrell Austin if that's the defense you're coordinating. Austin 316 says, "I don't make one single adjustment and we give up 250 yards on the ground." doesn't have quite the same ring to it as Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. King of the Ring 1996. Shout out to Jake the Snake Roberts. Now keep in mind, this is at minimum the second time this has happened this season. And we can go back to the Chicago game where the Bears are basically running the same play the entire game and Ben Johnson just coaches them under the table, which he did to Vic Fangio on Black Friday. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Think about the first Bengals game when we came on the air on that Friday, on that phenomenal football Friday, and went absolutely crazy because the Pittsburgh Steelers decided in that game that their best course of action as a defense was to not cover the best receiver in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. Like, refused to do it. Zero adjustments. What did we see yesterday against Buffalo? The Bills ran the same play the entire game. The Steelers players know it. They're talking about it. Like, this is theater of the insanity here. This is crazy that this is allowed to happen. And, like, no one thinks this is a big deal? That you just let this team run the same play the entire game? Try something different. This is like when the Steelers used to play the Patriots back in the day, when Brady was there. And, like, the Steelers would constantly, like, insert stud white slot receiver for New England. Doesn't matter who it is. Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan. The Pittsburgh Steelers would say, okay, we're going to cover this undersized, scrappy white receiver with slow linebacker. Like, that was there every time they played. And Tom Brady would just pick them apart. And after the game, everyone would be wondering, how did this happen again? I don't know. Because the Steelers never change what they're doing. And sometimes, the talent on the roster, on defense specifically, is good enough to make up for it. This season, it most certainly is not. Atrocious. Atrocious from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the fans that are chanting, fire Tomlin. They're right. That needs to happen at the end of the season. Assuming they don't make the playoffs. And I don't think they're going to. Tough to fire them if they make the playoffs. Even if they get waxed in the first round. Like they always do. They don't make the playoffs. He's got to go. It's been an amazing run for Mike Tomlin as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They won Super Bowl 43, won the AFC, and played in Super Bowl 45 and lost to their current quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, and the Green Bay Packers. Since losing Super Bowl 45, the Steelers have won 3 playoff games. It's Super Bowl 60 in 2.5 months. 3 playoff games. They haven't won one since 2016. It's almost been a decade. This is like you have a conversation with your friend and your friend's complaining to you. Hey, like, I really don't like X. And you say to that person, if you don't like it, why do you keep doing it? And they say, you know, you're right. And then they keep doing it. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think they like going 9-7, 9-8, and getting destroyed in the first round every year? Who would like that? But they keep doing it. They don't listen. And this time, I think they're going to need to. More on the Steelers to start next segment, and then we'll get to the Bengals beatdown of the Ravens on Thanksgiving night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.